From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Four men are now in custody in Britain this morning, and a fifth is in critical condition in the hospital after driving a flaming Jeep into the entrance of Glasgow International Airport in Scotland. Police today arrested three of the men in northwestern England in connection with the incident and are searching houses just outside Glasgow. The new British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has raised the terror alert to critical, the highest possible level, and Britain is bracing itself for the possibility of more attacks. Two car bombs found in London on Friday were defused by police. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Now al-Qaeda has imported the tactics of Baghdad to the streets of the UK, writes former head of London Police Lord Stevens in a newspaper column this morning. The idea of suicide car bombs coming to British shores should perhaps not be such a surprise, but there was still shock yesterday when two men drove a flaming Jeep into the main entrance of Glasgow Airport. Baggage handler John Smeaton was standing nearby as the Jeep slammed into the building and two men jumped out, one of them with his clothes on fire.
And as he turned round, there was a guy lying on the ground, covered from head to toe in flame. He was shouting Allah. He was shouting Allah. He was throwing punches. Allah. Allah.
Police and bystanders restrained both men, and the badly burned man is now in a critical condition in a Glasgow hospital. The incident occurred just a day after police found two cars in central London packed with gasoline, propane gas and large quantities of nails. Head of London's anti-terrorism police unit Peter Clark went immediately to Glasgow. Chief Constable of Strathclyde Police in Glasgow, Willie Ray, spoke to the media last night.
I can confirm that we believe the incident at Glasgow Airport is linked to the events in London yesterday. There are clearly similarities, and we can confirm that this is being treated as a terrorist incident.
All of this came just days into the premiership of Gordon Brown, a Scotsman himself who'd taken over as Prime Minister when Tony Blair stepped down last Wednesday. Brown had been a leading member of Blair's cabinet for a decade, but as Chief of the Treasury and not dealing directly with security issues. Facing a huge test of his leadership, he said this morning that the British people would not be intimidated by terrorists.
It's obvious that we have a group of people, not just in this country, but around the world, who are prepared at any time to inflict what they want to be maximum damage on civilians, irrespective of who the religion of these people who are killed or maimed are to be. And so we will have to be constantly vigilant. And I think the message that's got to come out from Britain and from the British people is that as one, we will not yield, we will not be intimidated, and we will not allow anyone to undermine our British way of life.
Brown said it was clear that Britain is dealing in general terms with people who are linked to al-Qaeda, though he did not specifically say the events of the last 2 days were an al-Qaeda plot. He raised the threat level in Britain to critical, meaning that another attack is considered imminent. The fact that the two men who bailed out of the flaming car in Glasgow were of South Asian descent is bound to further concern Britain's 2 million-strong Muslim community. Labour Member of Parliament for Glasgow Central, Mohamed Sawa, says a meeting has been convened for all Scotland's imams and Muslim leaders.
I have spoken to a number of people from the Muslim community and from the Asian community who feel very angry, and they're concerned about the backlash, and that's why the emergency meeting has been called in which all the imams from Scotland and leaders of the Muslim community are attending this meeting.
Several experts have said the technology of the London car bombs seemed very amateurish, and the attack with the Jeep in Glasgow mercifully did not inflict serious injury on any innocent bystanders. But officials do admit that the attacks signal a very worrying new approach, and a new abbreviation is being heard here in Britain that was previously only heard in Iraq, the VBIED, the Vehicle-Borne Improvised Explosive Device. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.